In this lecture, we are going to look at a special scheme which aims to simplify VAT for farmers. A farmer normally makes suppliers of food. These are zero-rated taxable supplies. Thus, with 0% VAT to charge and full input VAT recovery, a farmer is in an ideal position to recover VAT on every VAT return. However, being within VAT is not so pleasant, due to the high levels of administration required, not to mention all the penalties and interest charges if you get it wrong. The Farmers Flat Rate Scheme aims to simplify VAT by taking farmers out of VAT. Thus, there is no requirement to register for VAT, complete VAT returns, and so on. The scheme also seeks to compensate farmers for the loss of the ability to recover input tax now that they are no longer within the VAT system. Compensation is by way of a 4% addition to the sale price which the farmer keeps for himself. An unusual aspect of the scheme is that it is available to all farmers in the UK, whether they are registered or not. Farmers choose whether or not to join the scheme. Farmers who were VAT registered must deregister on joining the scheme. A person who carries on designated activities is entitled to join the scheme. Designated activities are basically farming and related operations. Obvious examples include general stock farming, fruit and vegetable production, and fish farming. Unusual examples include snail and frog farming, breeding of oysters, and beekeeping. Also included in the definition of designated activities is processing. This is the processing of products deriving from the activities on the previous slide. Finally, services are included in the definition. This encompasses a variety of services used in farming, such as fieldwork, which includes reaping, mowing, collecting, harvesting, sowing, and planting. Also included is storage of agricultural products, stock fattening, hiring out equipment used in farming, destruction of weeds and pests, and tree felling. A person carrying on designated activities can apply for a certification as a flat rate farmer. The issue of the certificate cancels any VAT registration. Some farmers often make supplies which are not designated activities, for example, camping facilities, bed and breakfast, tea rooms. If such non-designated activities exceed the VAT registration threshold, then VAT registration is compulsory. VAT registration cancels the certificate. Thus, where a farmer has a high turnover from non-farming activities, he cannot be part of the flat rate scheme. Once a farmer is within the flat rate scheme, no VAT returns are made. A flat rate addition of 4% is added to the sale price of supplies of designated activities, but only if the customer is a VAT registered person. This 4% flat rate charge is kept by the farmer. It is his compensation for losing the ability to recover input tax. The VAT registered customer recovers the 4% flat rate charge as if it was input tax on a supply. To recover the flat rate charge, the customer needs an invoice showing the charge. The farmer issues an invoice showing his farmer's certificate number. This is not a VAT invoice, because, of course, the farmer is not within VAT. Let us test your understanding to date with some multiple choice questions. Click on the letter or letters which are correct. FRA is only charged to VAT registered customers. Thus, the status of the customer is crucial for farmers within the flat rate scheme. The FRA is added to all designated supplies, whether they are the sort of supplies that would be zero rated or standard rated for VAT. The VAT status is irrelevant. There is one restriction on who can join the flat rate farmer scheme. The commissioners have the right to refuse to issue a certificate to a farmer who looked likely to benefit by more than £3,000 in his first year in the scheme. This would only occur if, for the farmer in question, 4% times his designated supplies exceeded the input tax incurred by £3,000. Basically, there are two ways to leave the farmer's flat rate scheme. Either you choose to leave, or you are told to leave by customs, in other words, expelled. Once a farmer has been in the scheme for at least 1 year, he can write to his local VAT office at any time, requesting that his certificate be cancelled. Thus, he will leave the scheme. Customs can expel a farmer from the scheme at any time in a number of circumstances. If a farmer is found to be recovering substantially more money as a flat rate farmer than he would have if just a normal VAT registered farmer, he will be told to leave the scheme. If the level of a farmer's non-designated supplies exceeds the VAT registration threshold for VAT, he will have to leave the scheme as VAT registration and certification are mutually exclusive. Once a farmer ceases to make designated supplies, he must leave the scheme. If a farmer becomes insolvent or similarly incapacitated, he must also leave the scheme. Let us look at an example of how the scheme works. Farmer John makes the following supplies in his year ended the 31st of December. The sale of vegetables to Fresco PLC totals £35,000. The sale of vegetables at the farmer's market held monthly in Bristol totals £10,000. Presumably, the customers at the farmer's market are members of the public and, hence, not VAT registered. Income from bread and breakfast totals £18,000. During the year, Farmer John purchased a new potato harvester at a cost of £30,000 plus VAT. Calculate how much FRA Farmer John charged and kept if he was a flat rate farmer during the year. Only the sale of vegetables is a designated activity. In addition, the FRA is only charged where designated activities are supplied to VAT registered customers. Presumably, only Fresco PLC is VAT registered, so the sales to Fresco PLC will have suffered the 4% addition. Thus, £1,400 of FRA was charged and kept by Farmer John, because he is not in VAT. The input tax of £5,250 on the potato harvester was not recoverable. Let us look at the same example again. However, this time Farmer John is VAT registered. How much VAT would be due or recovered by Farmer John for the year? Output tax will be charged on all Farmer John's taxable supplies. Thus, the sale of vegetables will be subject to VAT at 0%. VAT ignores the status of the customer, as you know. The bed and breakfast supplies are standard rated taxable supplies. Thus, at 17.5%, there is VAT of £3,150. Note that we charge VAT on top since we were told that the £18,000 was VAT exclusive. Thus, £3,150 of output tax was charged and is payable to customs for the year. However, there was some input tax incurred on the new potato harvester. This is recoverable in full. So, the £5,250 of input VAT is deducted from the £3,150 of output VAT due. Thus, for the year, Farmer John will get an overall repayment of £2,100. Now compare this to the £1,400 Farmer John received as a flat rate farmer. In this example, Farmer John would be £700 better off as a VAT registered farmer, although avoiding the hassle of VAT administration may be worth £700 to Farmer John. To summarise, if a farmer expects to incur lots of input tax, then VAT registration is probably best for him, since such input tax can be recovered in full. Otherwise, the flat rate scheme avoids the odious requirements of VAT and pays a farmer 4% for the privilege. That is the end of the lecture on Farmer's Flat Rate Scheme.